son. All right, it's Betty Davis, and I was in high school. I was a senior at Abraham Lincoln High School and remember getting off for a week, but what I most remember is my dad had a rowboat, nothing fancy, just an outboard motor, that we oftentimes went down to Lake Manawa, and that was, I don't want to say the word confiscated, but that was loaned. Everybody went out, and usually the owner went with it and stopped his business and used the boat in any way possible. But what I most remember is my dad's warehouse was at 1325 South Main, and next door was Howard Manufacturing. And this was a plastics company that had started around, I don't know if it was during the Second World War, I can't recall that detail. And from it, we learned later, my dad told me that very many high-ranking officials from the government and international figures came there because they were manufacturing early plastic materials that were very prominent in the war effort. And what I do remember, though, is that they were running out of the product for sandbags. I suppose the old gunny sack, isn't that what they were in? They needed more sandbags. And the owners of Howard Manufacturing
gave
the plastic bags that later then were filled with sand, and he gave thousands as a donation. And people don't know that. It's one of those little grassroots stories that probably we know because we were right next door. But I don't think he ever spoke about that in the public. It was just a gift, and that's probably what made the effort so special in the area.